The Power by the Hour Era. From asset ownership, CAPEX, to availability-based service models, OPEX. Financial architecture, regulatory conflicts, and tax implications in India. CMA Tarun Marimganti. Practicing Cost Accountant. Hyderabad. Abstract. The Power by the Hour, PBH, model, originated by Rolls-Royce in 1962, represents the foundational template of availability-based servitization, a structural shift from CAPEX asset ownership to OPEX service consumption where the provider bears performance risk. Using a doctrinal and analytical methodology, this article examines how India's accounting standards, insolvency law, GST framework, and income tax rules respond to service-based asset models, using battery as a service, BaaS, as a contemporary domestic illustration. The analysis identifies fault lines under IND AS 115, 116, and 37, the IBC, Cape Town conflict addressed by the Protection of Interests in Aircraft Objects Act, 2025, GST inverted duty distortions, India's MRO hub ambition, and data integrity risks in PBH billing. Keywords, power by the hour, servitization, CAPEX to OPEX, battery as a service, IND AS 115, IND AS 116, IND AS 37, IBC moratorium, GST inverted duty, Cape Town Convention, MRO hub, ACARS integrity. 1. Introduction. When MG Motor India launched the Windsor EV in late 2024, it separated the battery from the purchase transaction entirely, renting it per kilometer. The model cut upfront cost by 30-40%. It was widely described as novel. It was, structurally, 62 years old. In 1962, Rolls-Royce introduced the power-by-the-hour model for the Viper engine on the Hawker Siddeley 125 business jet. Operators paid a fixed rate per engine flying hour, and Rolls-Royce assumed full maintenance liability. Battery as a service is the consumer-facing descendant of PBH. This article takes PBH as its primary subject, using BaaS only where its domestic context sharpens the analysis. The CAPEX to OPEX shift touches four areas, each examined in turn: who bears performance risk, how revenue is recognized, where assets sit on the balance sheet, and how existing law responds when arrangements built on use not ownership encounter insolvency or tax classification. 2. Literature review and methodology. Prior literature. The academic foundation for servitization draws from Vander Merwe and Rada, 1988, who first theorized bundled goods service knowledge offerings, and Neely, 2008, who documented the manufacturing shift to outcome-based models. Dutta and Roy, 2011, identified incentive alignment as the central design principle in aerospace MRO contracts, directly corroborated by the PBH structure analyzed here. In the Indian legal context, Sengupta and Sharma, 2022, identified the IBC Section 14 moratorium as a structural weakness in cross-border lease enforcement, a vulnerability confirmed by the Go First proceedings. Methodology. This article adopts a doctrinal and analytical methodology. Primary sources: the CGST Act, IBC, IND AS 115/116/37, and the Protection of Interests in Aircraft Objects Act, 2025 are examined against PBH contract structures. The analytical layer applies these frameworks to real-world stress tests, the Rolls-Royce COVID-19 catch-up, the GoFirst insolvency, the AWG CTC downgrade and recovery, and the July 2024 aviation GST reform. No primary fieldwork was conducted. 3. The power-by-the-hour model. Under a flight-hour agreement, Total Care, Rolls-Royce, OnPoint Solutions, GE Aviation, or Eagle Services, Pratt & Whitney, an airline pays a fixed rate per engine flying hour, EFH. The OEM retains ownership, schedules all maintenance, and guarantees airworthiness. If the engine is grounded, the OEM receives nothing. That single fact is the entire commercial logic of the model. The OEM is rewarded only when the engine flies. That alignment has done more for commercial aviation reliability than any maintenance schedule ever written. Engines represent roughly 15% of aircraft value at delivery. Over a 10 to 12 year cycle, the flight hour revenue stream generates margins that are multiples of the original manufacturing profit, a durable annuity escalated annually against inflation and labor cost indices. Table 1, CAPEX ownership versus PBH service model. Dimension: traditional CAPEX ownership PBH/availability model, OPEX. Initial outlay: full asset cost at acquisition, usage fees over contract term only. Maintenance risk entirely borne by operator, transferred to OEM/service provider. Cash flow irregular, large overhaul spikes predictable, usage-linked OPEX. Maintenance posture reactive, fix on failure predictive, optimize for uptime. Balance sheet asset at cost less depreciation, ROW asset, if lease, or off balance sheet. 4. Accounting under INDAS, 3 standards, 3 risks. PBH arrangements do not fit neatly under one accounting standard. 3 standards apply at the same time. Treating the arrangement as a single transaction is the most common preparer error. INDAS 115 revenue recognition, the catch-up risk. Under PBH, revenue is earned over time as engine availability is delivered. Progress is measured by costs incurred against total expected costs over the contract life. The risk: long contracts are sensitive to changes in utilization and cost. If estimates change, a catch-up adjustment is required, wiping out revenue recognized in earlier periods, all in one reporting period. Rolls-Royce faced this in 2020. COVID-19 reduced flying hours sharply, and a large reversal hit a single year's results. A contract profitable at inception can turn negative in a single reporting period, not because the business failed, but because the estimates changed. INDAS 116 leases, the hidden balance sheet entry. Many operators choose PBH to keep assets off their balance sheet. INDAS 116 often defeats this. If one specific engine is assigned to one specific aircraft and the operator controls its use, the arrangement is a lease, not just a service. A right of use asset and lease liability must be recognized. The full PBH payment cannot be treated as a simple operating expense. Operators with leverage-based debt covenants face a real risk of technical breach if this bifurcation is not done. INDAS 37 provisions, the onerous contract trap. Engine maintenance reserves are a prepaid asset, not a period expense. treating them as an expense over state's costs before shop visits occur. The bigger risk, if a PBH contract becomes loss-making, the entire expected loss must be recognized immediately in one go. It cannot be spread over the remaining years. Preparers who do not track contract-level profitability at each reporting date will be caught off guard. 5. The IBC conflict and the 2025 resolution. The Go First airline collapsed in 2023. Its aircraft were all leased, the airline owned nothing. When insolvency proceedings began, Section 14 of the IBC automatically froze all repossession. Foreign lessors who owned the aircraft could not take them back. The aircraft sat on the ground for months. India had signed the Cape Town Convention, giving lessors the right to repossess within 60 days of a default. But India had never enacted it into domestic law. The consequences unfolded in three stages. The significance goes beyond aviation. Grid-scale batteries, EV fleets, and industrial equipment under long-term service contracts face the same Section 14 problem today. The Aviation Act is the template, a broader mobile asset framework remains the outstanding gap. 6. GST distortions in service-based asset models. Before July 2024, aircraft parts were taxed at rates from 5% to 28% by classification. A single engine overhaul involved components at 5 different rates. The result, input tax credits piled up unused, working capital was locked, and Indian maintenance, repair, and overhaul, MRO, facilities could not price competitively against Singapore or Malaysia. The July 2024 GST reform fixed this. A single 5% rate now applies to all aircraft parts. Domestic MRO services dropped from 18% to 5% with full input credit. The pricing gap narrowed and new investment followed. This is the clearest available evidence of what targeted GST correction does to a service-based asset sector: align the rate on the service with the rate on the asset, and the market responds. The same distortion exists in BAS and has not been fixed. Buying an EV attracts 5% GST. Renting the battery per kilometer attracts 18%. The 56th GST Council September 2025 reforms reduced rates on small cars and sub 350cc motorcycles to 18%, narrowing the EV price advantage without touching battery rental. India taxes owning an EV at 5% and using one through a service model at 18%. The correction is available. It has not been applied. 7. Data integrity, the forensic dimension. PBH invoices are built on one number, engine flying hours. These are reported through ACARS, the Aircraft Communications Addressing and Reporting System, which sends timestamped signals every time an engine starts, takes off, lands, and shuts down. Those 4 timestamps drive every flight hour charge. The vulnerability, 99% of ACARS traffic travels in plain text readable by anyone with basic radio equipment. In a PBH model, the usage record has the same financial value as the asset itself. Standard internal financial controls do not reach this layer. In a PBH model, the usage record has the same financial value as the asset itself. It is a target for manipulation in exactly the same way a financial record is. Table 4. PBH Forensic Audit Framework Data Layer Controls. Audit control: what it checks, why it matters. ACARS vs. ATC reconciliation cross-check engine out of on-in timestamps against air traffic control records detects deliberate underreporting of flying hours at source. Fuel burn anomaly detection compare reported engine hours against actual fuel consumption patterns flags inconsistencies between build hours and physical evidence. LLP serial verification physically verify life-limited part serial numbers against on-wing maintenance logs confirms reported maintenance history matches physical component records. FMS sensor calibration audit review calibration history of sensors feeding the flight management system ensures the source data for our calculations is accurate at origin. EFB log reconciliation use electronic flight bag data logs as an independent secondary check on build engine hours provides a parallel data stream not derived from ACARS. 8. Conclusion and policy prescription. The power-by-the-hour model is 62 years old and still defining how high-value assets are financed and accounted for. The table below summarizes what India has achieved and what remains to be done. Table 5, India's PBH readiness progress and policy gaps. Area progress made gap/action required. Legal Framework Protection of Interests in Aircraft Objects Act, 2025, enacted April 16, in force May 1, 2025. Section 9 Overriding Effect. IBC moratorium cannot delay aircraft repossession. No equivalent framework for non-aircraft high-value mobile assets grid-scale storage, EV fleets, industrial equipment under PBH-style contracts. GST July 2024 reform, uniform 5% IGST on aircraft parts, MRO services reduced from 18% to 5% with full ITC. Indian MRO now price competitive. BAS battery rental still taxed at 18% versus 5% on EV purchase. Align rate on battery rental service with the rate on the underlying asset. MRO hub ambition MRO facilities grew from 96, 2014, to 154, 2025. Safran, GMR LEAP engine facility inaugurated Hyderabad 2025. $4 billion domestic MRO target by 2030 reaffirmed by PM Modi, IATA AGM, June 2025. India must become the jurisdiction where PBH contracts are written and enforced, not just a location where maintenance work is performed. The right to use an asset is a property right. It warrants the same legal protection, accounting clarity, and tax consistency as the right to own one. Until India's frameworks reflect that parity and as India moves to become a provider of PBH contracts, not just a consumer, the shift from CAPEX to OPEX will carry a regulatory cost that neither the investor nor the operator should be required to absorb.